A state lawmaker from New Gloucester has introduced a bill that could limit the distribution of books and other materials that are judged to be obscene in public schools. The measure drew opposition today from a host of free speech advocates, teachers, and librarians who say they're worried that it could have a chilling effect on what schools are allowed to teach. Robbie Feinberg has our story.
The original version of Republican State Representative Amy Arata's bill would have removed public schools from the list of institutions in Maine that can distribute, quote, obscene materials to minors for educational purposes. It would have effectively banned certain books and other materials in schools. But at a hearing before the legislature's Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, Arata offered an amended version that she says would instead require students and their parents or guardians to give written consent before receiving any, quote, obscene materials distributed by a school. Arata told the committee that she feels the legislation would protect students from possible harm from the materials, particularly those who may have suffered abuse in the past.
This common sense bipartisan bill will give minors and parents the respect and dignity of choosing what is appropriate for them and their family so that they do not have to feel embarrassed, harassed, or traumatized.
The amended legislation of the bill drew supporters to the hearing, mostly parents and representatives of religious groups, such as Mike McClellan of the Christian Civic League of Maine.
I think parent input is invaluable to ensure the health and safety of their child in these matters.
Yet free speech advocates, teachers, and librarians voiced serious concerns about the impact of the law on free speech rights and academic freedom. Kathy Potter, a school librarian from Falmouth, questioned how obscene materials would be defined and expressed concern that several classic works, including books by Toni Morrison, Maya Angelou, and Margaret Atwood, might be put into that category. She also wonders about what the bill would mean for school librarians and if she might have to send home permission slips for students seeking to check out certain books.
Who is going to decide what is obscene? Who is going to police this law in all of our schools across the state?
The bill would also amend the state's criminal statutes, which some lawmakers and teachers worried could make teachers and schools potentially subject to prosecution and create a chilling effect on what is taught. Claudette Persil is a retired high school English teacher from Brunswick.
The problem is that what is obscene to one person or group may be judged to have artistic or social merit to another. Criminalization of literary choices is a detriment to academic freedom.
Other educators say they worry about the effect of the bill on other subjects, including sexual education. And Vicki Wallach, the Director of Communications and Government Relations for the Maine School Management Association, says that there already is a process at the local level for citizens to challenge materials that are used in the classroom. Wallach says local school boards are already the ones who balance the learning value of the material with the needs of the school, students, and community.
We believe this process is fair, inclusive, and sensitive to local norms and allows the public to raise concerns while protecting academic freedom.
The committee will take up some of these concerns next Monday when it holds a work session on the measure. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.